The Rambam writes, "Hol urshus kol adam nesuna lo kemoshe beyarnu." Since every person is endowed with the capacity, the ability to chart his own way, his own path, yishtadel ha'odam lasus tshuva. Person should translate imprecisely for the moment. Try to do tshuva, v'linu akaf of mechatov, and to shake himself clean from his sins, kadesha yomus, so that when he dies, he will die v'hu bal tshuva, kadesha yiske l'chay olam haba. To appreciate the depth of this opening sentence in the Rambam, we need to follow up on the Rambam's cross-reference earlier in Perek Hey, where the Rambam defines this reshus, this ability, this capacity with which every one of us is endowed. Rambam writes in Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph, reshus kolotam nesunalo. Everyone has the ability, the capacity, if he wants to steer himself, herself, to the path of good, and to be righteous, or the person has that ability. Conversely, a person can choose the opposite path as well. The Rambam elaborates in Halacha Beis, rejecting categorically any belief in predestination. The Rambam writes midway through the second line of Halacha Beis, Al kol odom v'odom, every single individual. We shouldn't make the mistake that the Rambam is talking to others. No, the Rambam makes it clear he's talking to each one of us. El kol odom v'odom roi lios tzadik kemoshe rabbeinu or Rashi ki Ravam. By way of explanation, the Rambam adds not only to be righteous, but lios tzadik kemoshe rabbeinu. Kimedume, one of our biggest averos is underestimating ourselves, not recognizing the extraordinary potential which each one of us has. Intellectually, artistically, athletically, everyone's different. You can't describe everyone's potential in the same terms. But religiously, spiritually, every single person has the ability, has the capacity to be a tzaddik. A tzaddik kemoshe Aveinu. The Baal HaTanya begins his sefer very famously with the Gemara in Nida, the Darash of Simloi, that Mashbiyan also, before the Neshama comes down to this world, every one of us, before our Neshama came down to this world, so in Bezdin Shalmala, a Shvua was administered to Hit Tzadik, Va'al Tihi Rasha. It's crucial that we know ourselves, that we be aware of our potential. The Ibn Ezra, in commenting and explaining L'Sachma, how the Torah can legislate what a person cannot covet, addressing the question, but isn't it something which is just an instinctive reaction? You have Nebuch, a poor, destitute person, homeless, Rahman al-Atslan, on a harsh cold night, and he looks in and he sees a house heated, lit up, with plentiful amounts of food. So it's not a conscious, deliberate decision to be chomed. It's an instinctive reaction. So how can the Torah legislate that? So Ibn Ezra answers, human nature is such that a person doesn't covet what's impossible. And if a person would recognize that what he has presently has been providentially decided and decreed, and what the other person has presently has likewise been providentially decided and decreed, so then a person can't covet that I want what that person has. A person can always daven for the future. We don't aspire to what's impossible. If we're not aware of our potential, Lios Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu, we won't aspire to it. And if we won't aspire to it, we certainly will not achieve it. But perhaps that extraordinary reshus, that extraordinary capacity, is something each of us had when we began our journey in life. Perhaps it's a capacity that on the day of our bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, we had that potential for religious, spiritual greatness, lios tzaddik, even Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu. But as the years have passed, and we've sullied ourselves with chait, so maybe that capacity has been compromised, and maybe that potential has diminished. Says the Rambam here in the beginning of Perek Zayin, Holy Rishus Kol Odom Nesuna Lo Kemoshe Bayarnu, that Rishus that I described earlier in Perek Hay, it's not only the Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban who possess that capacity and who have that potential. Everyone, at every stage of his or her life, barring the highly, highly egregious exceptions of Perek Vav, everyone maintains that Rishus. Chait may have sullied the person, but the Rishus Kalodim Nasunalo, to exercise the Koach HaTshuva, not just to be better, but to exercise the Koach HaTshuva, Lios Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu, remains. The Rambam's not indicating to us that it's easy. The correct translation of Yishtadel is to exert oneself. Yishtadel Odom, a person should exert himself, Lasos Tshuva. But the point is that Rishus Lios Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu is a Rishus which inheres within each of us. Underestimating oneself not only will affect one's initial performance, but underestimating oneself also affects one's reaction when taking stock of that performance. If I think of myself as an 80 student, so that affects the way I study for the examination. And it certainly affects the way I react when I get my grade. If I get the 80, if I get the 70, I measure it against that expectation. there's a certain complacency. If I think of myself as an 80 student and I get the 80, so then I'm going to be content and complacent. If I think of myself as a 100 student, so then there's never going to be room for complacency. Holu Rishus Kalodim Nesuna Lo Kemoshe Be'arnu Liyos Tzadik Kemoshe Rabbeinu. A person can never be content or complacent in taking stock. Kol Zman that we come up short of that goal, so it means that we need to improve. It means that we need to react with tshuva. Rambam continues, La'olam yira odem es atzmo kilu hu nota lomos. A person should always see himself as though he's in a perilous state, and he may, Rachman al-Etzlan, be on the verge of dying. V'shama yomaz b'shaito, v'nimtza omid b'chatov. And if, Rachman al-Etzlan, he'll die now, so he'll die while mired in chait, while laden with the burden of chait. V'fichach yoshev mechatov miyad. Consequently, a person should repent immediately. Shouldn't say when I'll get older, according to the actuarial tables, I have another 10, 20, 30, 40 years. V'lo yomak she'azken oshuv, shama yomus kodem she'azken. Because the actuarial tables are predictions, they're not guarantees. Husha Shlomo Omer b'chachmasa b'chol eis yu v'gadecha d'vonim v'shemen aroshcha al yachsa. Rambam, of course, is quoting, if you take a look in page 3, Rambam is quoting from the Gemara in Shabbos. It's not hosom, the lines are indicated. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, v'b'leza omer shuv yom echad v'fnei misoscha. Repent the day before your death. Shalu Talmidei v'Rav Elazar v'chi adam yodei eze yom yomus. Does a person know what day he's going to die? Amar lehen v'kol shekein yoshev hayom shema yomus l'mocha v'nimtzo kol yomav v'tshuva. So Rav Elazar says, yeah, that's exactly the point. A person doesn't know, so he should do tshuva today. So Rambam is paraphrasing, elaborating upon that Gemara. But one element of the Rambam's elaboration is especially suggestive. What's the frame of mind? What's the hava amina that Rebbe Lezer is coming to counter? When he says, Shuv Miyad, what was the default position before Rebbe Lezer came and uprooted us from that default position? So the Gemara doesn't really make that clear. What's the alternative to doing tshuva today? The Rambam says that the alternative is a mindset where a person says, "K'sha'az k'noshuv," when I grow old, so then that's when I'll repent. But this is difficult to understand. There is a machlokes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah as to what the time frame is for mitzvah tshuva. If you take a look on page 5, Rabbeinu Yonah, at the very beginning of Shari Tshuva, writes, V'da ki achote kashe yis'ache loshu mechatoso. When a sinner procrastinates in doing tshuva, yichbar alav ma'od onsho b'chol yom. Every day, his sin and his liability, therefore, is compounded every day. Ki yodeya ki yotza ketzef olav. He knows that kaviyochol Hakadosh Baruch Hu's wrath has been incited against him. V'yesh lo monus lo noshama. There is refuge available to him. V'hamona su atshuva. The refuge is tshuva. V'hu omed b'mirdo v'hino b'ra'aso. And yet he contemptuously remains in this state of sin. So Rabbeinu Yonah, clearly that there are other places in Shaarei Teshuva as well where this is reinforced. Rabbeinu Yonah basically thinks that the chiyuv to do tshuva is immediate. As soon as a person becomes aware of chet, the chiyuv is to immediately respond by doing tshuva. In Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam doesn't indicate a time frame. Talks about Kisha Yoshev Achote Mecheto. But in Perek Beis, the Rambam does seem to suggest a time frame. If you take a look on the fourth sheet here, Yom HaKippurim Huzman Tshuva Lakol Yochidu LaRabim. Yom Kippur is a time for tshuva, individually and collectively. And it's the appointed time for forgiveness. The simple pshat in this Rambam is that the Rambam is telling us is that this is the time frame for mitzvah tshuva. If a person does a chet, heyos, that the final judgment and the time of appointed for forgiveness is Yom HaKippurim, so the Torah gives us that much slack. The Rambam would, of course, agree that optimally a person should respond immediately by doing tshuva. But the deadline is Yom HaKippurim. If you take a look in the Sefer HaChinuch, writes that explicitly. So how does the Rambam tell us, back to our halachi here, in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, that the mindset that Rabbi Lezer is coming to counter is that otherwise, kisha askan oshuv, otherwise a person legitimately would have thought, I'll wait until I grow old. No, the mindset, in light of what the Rambam tells us earlier in Perek Beis, the mindset should have been, I'll wait till Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Lezer should be saying, no, who knows if you're going to have a Yom Kippur. Don't take for granted that you're going to have a Yom Kippur. And yet the Rambam says no. The Rambam says the Havamina, the mindset that Rabbi Lezer is coming to counter, is that otherwise we would have thought that it's legitimate to wait until a person approaches old age. What we're going to explore now is certainly, as Kemat, all exploration of tshuva is very much influenced by the Rav. I'm not sure that one can fault him for everything we're going to try to discuss. If you take a look on page 6 for a moment, a Rashi with which everyone's familiar. Rashi on Pasuk Gimel, the beginning of Parshas Dvarim, Rashi writes that the Torah identifies for us when Moshe Rabbeinu began this last marathon address to Bnei Yisrael. It was on Rosh Chodesh Shvat of the 40th year. Says Rashi, quoting the Sifri, Melamed Shalom Hochichan Ala Somuch Lemisa. The Pasuk teaches that this Moshe Rabbeinu only rebuked Klal Yisrael when he was close to death. Mimi lamed miYaakov. Moshe Rabbeinu learned this approach from Yaakov Avinu, shelahochiach hazbanav el samach lemisa. Omer Ruvain b'ni, ani omer lachom imneima lohochachticha kol hashanim halalu, kidei shelo tanicheni v'telech v'tidbak be'esav ochi. Umitnei dal advarim ein mochichan as ha'odim el samach lemisa, kidei shelo yehei mochicho v'chozo mochicho, etc. So the Sifri is very, very hard to understand. There's a mitzvah of hocheach tuchich samisacha. The mitzvah of hocheach tuchich samisacha is if a person sees a fellow Jew violating an avera, there's a mitzvah to approach the person and lahachzir al mutav and to try to get him to correct that the person shouldn't repeat the avera. So naniach, when a person is at age 20, so he sees someone doing an avera, so what's he going to do? He makes a notation, and in 100 years, when he's getting close to his meiv esrim, so then he's gonna. That's what the whole mitzvah's tochacha in the Torah is. What does the Sifri mean? So clearly, there are two types of tochacha that a person can give. Tochacha can target a chait, maybe even a midah, but the tochacha is limited, it's pinpointed. But there's another type of tochacha which doesn't target a specific chait. The object of the tochacha is not a specific act, is not a specific midah, but is the adam bechlalusa, the person as a whole. When Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kal Yisrael, Mamim Hayisim Im Hashem Miyom Daiti Eschem, that's not the same type of tochacha as, you know, I saw that you know, you didn't make a bracha before you ate that candy bar, and you know, you really need to be careful about making brachas. Or when one catalogs, you did this wrong, you did that wrong, by Rava, Bahor, Be'eva Hayadin, Bamidbar, and catalog one after another, so then the object of the tochacha is not specific actions, but is the person as a whole. That type of tochacha, says the Sifri, is somach lemisa. Mitzvah's tshuva is similarly two-tiered. In Perek Aleph, Rambam speaks of kol mitzvos shebatorah ben eseh ben lo saaseh kshayavo odom al achas mehen. Tshuva can also focus upon a specific, concrete, delimited maisa aveira, an act of commission or an act of omission. On that level, so the aveira can be traced to a certain time. It happened over the course of a particular year, and hence the time frame of Yom Kippurim is relevant. But there's another type of tshuva as well, similar, not identical to the distinction within tochacha, a tshuva that doesn't focus on a specific avera, but tshuva that focuses upon the person as a whole. The focal point of the tshuva is not what I did this morning, what I said yesterday, but who I am as a person. what a person's focus is in life, what a person's orientation is in life, what a person's priorities are in life, what a person's values are in life. This you can't associate with a particular moment in time. You can't assign this to Tov Shin Ayin Ches, and you can't say that Yom HaKippurim, therefore Tov Shin Ayin Tes, Habo Aleinu L'Tova, is the deadline. Here, what one would have thought is that it's something that a person, there's reason magdimim, but lemaisa, a person over the course of his lifetime needs to refine and perfect himself. Here you would have legitimately thought she'azken oshuv, comes Abelezer and says shuv yom echad lefnei misascha. There's a danger in as we engage in the avodah of tshuva, as we recite the alchets, there's a danger of being only focused on details and specifics. But Kol Zman that a person is focused only on details and specifics, so the tshuva is really treating symptoms rather than underlying causes. And that's why the Rambam continues in Halachi Gimel, back here in Perek Zayin, now that the Rambam is talking again about a tshuva not just for a specific moment in time, not with the focus, where the object of the tshuva is an act, but the object of the tshuva is the person. So the Rambam now says, "Val toma she'en atshuva ela me'aver she'yesh b'hen ma'is gon znus v'gezel u'gneiva." Don't think that tshuva is limited to concrete, tangible actions. Kishem shetzal chadam loshuv me'elu. Just as a person has to repent from these, kachu tzorach lachadus b'deyos rosh she'yesh lo v'loshuv me'hen. A person has to also repent for who he is, for his character, for its flaws, for its deficiencies. My father, Zichron Levracha, was fond of telling the story that when the Bala Tanya was in prison, after that they were malshin on him, so the jailer who was assigned to him was a Jew. So the jailer says to the Bala Tanya, "What's the pshat when Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Odom Arishon Ayeka?" So the Bala Tanya tells him what it says in Rashi. V'hikvanishim ovidvar. Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, is breaking the ice. So the jailer says, "I still remember that from my cheder days, but I want to know how the Rebbe says pshat. I know what Rashi says pshat." So the Bala Tanya tells him, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Odom Arishon, "Ayeka, where are you? Where are you headed in life? What's your direction in life? What's your purpose in life?" Ayeka. Another story that my father used to tell, I don't know if there was a name of a specific Rebbe associated with this one, that there was a Rebbe who used to like to take a walk out in the fields to be able to think, to be able to reflect. On one of his walks, he met a hired watchman who was there protecting a certain field. So the Rebbe greets him and says, "Who do you work for?" He tells him, "I work for Count so-and-so." And then he turns to the Rebbe and says, and who do you work for? And The Rebbe is shaken by the question. Avada, avada, we have to do tshuva for every specific infraction, for every individual mistake. But there also has to be a tshuva that relates to the person. The person as a whole. A person has to take stock. Ayeka. A person has to take stock. For whom do you work? A person has to take stock on what his goals are in life, what his values are in life. Why is it that in this context, Shema Yomuz V'Shaito, says the Gemara, says the Rambam, generally in Halacha we don't entertain such chashas. Well, there's an overwhelming rove that a young person is not going to die, Rachman al-Assad. Yumesh Naseinu Bahem Shivim Shana V'im Begvira Shmanim Shana. And in other contexts in Halacha, so a person doesn't have to take these possibilities into account. So, Marshal Amad Ovid Domet. Let's say someone offers us a business investment. And it's a very promising one. The odds of the investment giving a very, very significant return are very, very favorable. 98%, maybe even 99%, that a person is going to realize a very, very large return on his investment. The only catch is that to invest, to buy in, a person has to put in every single penny he has. Every single penny he has in all of his bank accounts, the value of his house, all his retirement accounts, every last penny in order to invest. So I don't claim to have any business acumen, but Kimaduma, that no one responsibly can make such an investment. Because that klal, a person does not ever assume a risk that he won't be able to cope with if it materializes. So if I'm being asked to put 500 in, 5,000 in, so that's a great opportunity, it's a great investment. But if it means being totally wiped out and left, Rahmanul Etzlan, homeless, penniless, so then 98% is not good enough. 99% is not good enough either. The Rambam says, and this also has its parallel in more technical halachic context as well. The Rambam says, what's on the line here? A person's nitzchius is on the line. Whether a person dies prematurely, Rachmanul Etzlan, from our vantage point, without having done tshuva, so what's on the line? Well, now that in Perek Zayin, that now that I'm introducing you to not just tshuva on one specific avera, not just a delimited tshuva, so what's on the line here is a person's nitzchias. Who, what a person will be eternally is at stake here. In such a context, a 98%, 99% probability is not nearly good enough. Let's see a little bit halacha gimel. Ba'al toma she'en ha'tshuva ela me'aver she'esh behan ma'isa. Kigon znuz gezel gneva kishem shetzorach odon loshev me'elo kachu tzorach lechapes b'dei osver sheyesh lo v'loshev mehem. And now the Rambam lists, presumably, what he's telling us are the most basic and most common character flaws and deficiencies, min ha-ka'as, min ha-eva, min ha-kino, min ha-tachris, min ha-hitul, min redifas ha-momon, v'ha-kovod, u'mei redifas ha-ma'acholos, v'chayotze bohen. So the Rambam says tshuva doesn't only relate to actions, it relates to character traits. Relates to the person. But there's a lack of parallelism here in the Rambam's Lashon. Very, very intentionally overt and glaring. The Rambam says, Kishem shetzarach adam loshuv me'elu. Just as a person has to repent from active averos. So he should have said, Kachu tzorach loshuv mideos ra'os. Right, the parallel construct would have been to say that just as a person has to repent for his actions, so a person has to repent for his midos. But the Rambam doesn't say that. He says just as a person has to repent for his actions, so too a person has to scrutinize himself. A person has to engage in self-introspection and identify his deos ra'os, his character flaws and deficiencies. It's possible, but difficult to deny actions. But the Rambam says it's very easy, and the default position is that we're unaware of character flaws. When they get projected into a specific action, so then you see it. It's right there. I don't have to be mechapes. I don't have to search. I don't have to search for it. No, the action was open and obvious. But the deos ra'os that a person has, a person can be oblivious to those deos ra'os. That same Gemara Nida that we mentioned at the outset, that mashbiyun also tehi tzadik v'hal tehi rasha, that each one of us was, our neshamas were administered a shvua that we should be tzaddikim because we have that capacity, we have that potential, we have that ability. So the Gemara goes on to say, and even if everyone tells you a tzaddik, even if everyone tells you a tzaddik, you shouldn't view yourself that way. Human nature is such that the natural tendency of most people, not all people, but the natural tendency of most people is that a person isn't critical of himself, doesn't view himself with the same critical lens that he'll view others. You know, often we'll learn or hear Divrei Musar, Divrei Hesaros, and often the reaction is, oh, the Mechaber of the Sefer puts it so well, the person who's darshaning is saying it so well, saying so effectively. That's like what people do. But it's not so often the case that we recognize that the mechaber of the sefer, or here, that the person is talking to us, and that all those potential chasronos and problems that need to be corrected, it's not just that he's correctly diagnosing what everyone around me needs to do. No, he's putting his finger, he's correctly diagnosing what I need to do. Kishem shetzelch adam loshuv me'elu, a person is, generally speaking, going to be aware of when tshuva is needed for a specific action. But tzach l'chapes, a person has to have the openness and the willingness and the desire to search and to recognize the deos rol sheyesh lo. Min hakol, concludes the Rambam, tzach l'chapes b'tshuva, a person has to repent from all such character flaws. And these averos, says the Rambam, they're more formidable than the tangible ones. Because when a person becomes mired in these represent ingrained habits which have been reinforced over an extended period of time. It's possible to do tshuva, to compress the revolution of tshuva into a moment. It's possible for a person to have a hakara that goes so deep, that cuts so deeply into the person, that in a moment he, she becomes a changed person. It's possible. But usually what happens in a moment is that a process begins. A person begins a process. A person identifies a need and begins a process. To take advantage of what remains of Chodesh Elul and Aseres Yemei Teshuva, we need to be aware that doing tshuva takes time. Long periods of solitude and introspection. It's possible that in clapping the Ashamnus and then in Yom HaKippurim, the Al-Chaitz, it's possible, it can happen in as short a time as a fleeting moment. But that's not the usual way it's going to happen. Because Elu Avonos Kosha Me'osan Sheyesh Bahan Maisa and Kosha Hu Lifrosh. And usually when it's more difficult, when it's more formidable, it means that it's going to take time. Tshuva isn't something that can be buttonholed into the 20 minutes or 30 minutes that we allocate for slichas once the slichas season begins. It's something that requires attention, something that a person devotes time to. It's a process. maybe the tshuva, which targets a specific maisa, so a person can feel the remorse and the embarrassment and the resolve pretty quickly. But to affect the change, to change a midah, is something which requires tremendous, concerted, consistent effort. And I wonder if sometimes we walk away having achieved less than we feel we could have and should have from this time of year, if it's because we underestimate the amount of effort that needs to be put in. And that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam says, Yishtadel ha'odam lasos tshuva. Yishtadel means yisametz. It means that a person exerts himself to do tshuva. It doesn't necessarily, a person has that reshus of tihi tzadik k'moshe Rabbeinu, but to realize that potential requires tremendous and concerted effort. Good job.